The major challenge Secretary Rice faces heading into talks at the Kremlin is Russia's still simmering anger at American plans to deploy an anti-missile defense shield in Poland, the Czech Republic, and a third as yet unnamed nation in the Caucasus. Washington says the system is needed to guard Europe, including Russia, against potential threats from so-called rogue states like Iran and North Korea. Talks on the issue late last week between Russian and NATO negotiators in Brussels failed to narrow the gap of disagreement. The chief of Russia's armed forces, General Yuri Baluyevsky, says Russia wants assurances the planned U.S. deployment will not later be expanded further into Central and Eastern Europe. He also says the plans signal the start of a new arms race. The director of the Heritage Foundation in Moscow, Yevgeny Volk, predicts Rice will encounter pretty much the same message during her talks this week in Russia.
The Russian side doesn't believe American statements that these missile facilities will not be directed against Russia, but are a safeguard against rogue nations which seek nuclear weapons and missile technologies to attack the United States and their allies. So I believe both sides can hardly find a common ground because the perceptions of a ballistic missile in Europe are quite different.
Volk says Europeans view the missiles as being part of an offensive rather than defensive arsenal. As such, he predicts the Russian leadership's comments on the matter will remain, as he says, bellicose. Another difficult point of discussion awaiting Ms. Rice is Moscow's opposition to a draft resolution before the United Nations Security Council in New York providing for supervised independence for Kosovo. Russian UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin has said Russian diplomats will not touch the draft until Rice's visit to Moscow is finished. Volk says unless Rice and her Russian counterparts make some progress on this issue, he believes a Russian veto at the Security Council will be inevitable.
If Kosovo becomes independent, it will mean a serious defeat for Russian diplomacy, for Russian foreign policy, and indeed it will could be interpreted widely as once again a weakness of Russia in the international relations, which Kremlin elite cannot admit.
Secretary Rice's trip is her first extended visit with Russian leaders since President Putin shocked the West with a harsh critique of American policies in a February speech in Munich. During the speech, Mr. Putin accused the United States of making the world a more dangerous place. In the days leading up to her visit, Rice delivered strong criticism in kind. She told a Senate committee Washington remains wary of Putin's leadership. She says that unease is shared by others around the world, including leaders in Europe, who are concerned about the internal course Russia has taken under President Putin. Rice says democratic rollbacks or losses of previous gains made in Russia's legislature, free media, and independent judiciary are of particular concern. She says the concentration of power in the Kremlin is, as she put it, troubling. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.